Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Yeah, and welcome to another round of Goldstein Talks for Daily Podcast with me, your host, Danny Goldstein. And you can check me out on Drive later on today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with the Carabao Cup with three more games from the last 16 of the competition. Starting with Erik ten Hag's Man United, of course, reaching the quarterfinals after beating Burnley at Old Trafford in one of the biggest cup competitions in world football. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Yeah, full time here. Manchester United have won by 2-0. Goals from Eriksen in the first half. Rashford with a wonder goal in the second half. Wrapped it up, a 60-yard run and finish. A wonderful goal. Burnley had chances late on, but they couldn't take them. It's United 2, Burnley 0.
Marcus Rashford, he's having the season of his life, isn't he? Because we all thought he was going to be walking away from Manchester. Look, he might do after his contract runs out. We don't know. But what we're seeing from Marcus Rashford right now is the Marcus Rashford that burst onto the scenes many years ago. He's electric when he picks up that ball and starts running. He's actually quicker running with the ball than he is without the ball. And he scored an outstanding goal tonight. He got his little bit of good fortune at the edge of the 18-yard area with a little slight deflection, but it fell into his path and he finished it off just to finish off this tie and put Manchester United into the quarterfinals. And it was hard work for them tonight. It really was.
Rashford still going, stepping over, into the area, shoots! Oh, what a goal! What a wonderful goal from Marcus Rashford! Advanced forward, and Burnley backed off, and Rashford has made them pay. Manchester United 2, Burnley 0.
He was running so often behind the defending line, and we have players who can deliver him the pass. But it's the most difficult pass in football to bring the ball behind the defending line. So it's about the timing from the run, to scan the situation, to bring the pass there, and have the capabilities, the skills to bring the pass. But we have some players who can do that.
Don't call it a comeback.
For Manchester United, it was another awakening. Marcus Rashford is back. Another brilliant goal on a night where a couple of moments of top draw quality were the difference. Manchester United go marching on into the Carabao Cup quarterfinals. It finished United 2, Burnley 0.
TalkSport Sports Update.
Charlton have knocked out Premier League opposition to reach the quarterfinals of the Carabao Cup.
Sam Lavelle steps forward, right-footed, into the back of the net! This is a huge upset here at the Valley. League One Charlton have dumped Premier League Brighton out of the League Cup.
Do you know what? It's one of those rounds that we felt because of the World Cup, and you guys have been back, a couple of weeks now, maybe a little bit longer, playing, 3 weeks you're back now? Yep. Fitness-wise, you're just a little bit ahead of the curve. And of course, they've had a player that's just picked up a World Cup winner's medal. You know, congratulations then. But it was one of those games you felt there might be a little bit of a giant killing.
Honestly, I thought the performance was brilliant. We knew we weren't going to have much of the ball. It's expected. You're against the Premier League side. Chances, they were wasteful in front of goal. But who cares? We took them the penalties and we dispatched them. We didn't get out of the pitch much. But when we did, we caused them a few problems, to be honest. Bring on United or one of the other big boys away.
Without taking the credit away from Charlton, I think there's going to be a few more situations like this where teams are not in a rhythm because they've not played for a while. And that's a bad result for Brighton, because Brighton will be hoping to win this tournament, as well as, finish probably top half of the Premier League.
Nottingham Forest among the final eight teams in the Carabao Cup, and who knows how far they could go now. Two from Brennan Johnson, Lingard, and Awoniyi with the others. Forest dominant, and only Rovers keeper Ainsley Pearce kept the score down at times with some brilliant saves. But it's Forest who are in the quarter-final hat now. Blackburn Rovers 1, Nottingham Forest 4.
Now, Argentinian goalkeeper Emi Martinez has continued to talk France and Kylian Mbappe following Sunday's World Cup final victory. The Villa stopper, or goalkeeper, as I like to say, has been seen holding a doll with Mbappe's face on it in the post-match victory celebrations back in Buenos Aires. Yeah, pretty weird that, isn't it? Anyway, we'll hear from two former dolls. No, we'll hear from two former England players, Dolly Murphy, Danny Murphy, and Darren Bent. But first, here's Simon Doljan Jordan, claiming he'd rather have a classless winner than a gracious loser.
I tell you what, Martinez knows all the tricks of the trade, and this referee's got to get to grips with this. I mean, he should have booked him probably two penalties ago for gamesmanship.
Well, he has now produced a yellow card.
I'm sorry, and people aren't going to like this. There's an inelegance about their you know, Maradona as a player. Greatest player that stepped on the pitch, arguably. But look at the manner in which he cheated in 86. Look at the disgrace he went home in the 1990 World Cup. Look how he lived his life afterwards in terms of what kind of person he looked like and behaved like. They would have climbed over their grandmother to win that game. They didn't care what they had to do to win that football match. And so subsequently, it manifests itself in their attitude after it.
Because is that right?
It's not an ideal world, but I'm telling you now.
Mentality,
I'm telling you now, I'd rather be reprimanding our players for being classless winners than thanking them for being gracious losers.
I think it is important to win with some class and dignity, but I've got no problem with what he did on the penalties. I've got a problem with what he did with the Golden Glove and the silly thing about Mbappe and all that. I'm surprised some of the things weren't nipped in the bud more quickly by his teammates. If I was involved in that squad, because they've won, first and foremost. They're going to be lauded and eulogised about. The thing is with Martinez as well, he was superb. He had a great tournament. Also, you've got a few years ahead of you in the international game. And club game, wherever he ends up, or Mbappe ends up.
And it'll come round and bite you. It will come round and bite you.
Even if you've got a dislike for someone, which I don't think he has, I think it was just momentary, but even if you've got a dislike for someone, you've won. That's it.
Little give and go, and Mbappe's in! Oh, it's 2-2! He scored twice in 2 minutes! And Kylian Mbappe has turned the World Cup final on his head!
I know they beat France, but you talk about a guy that smashed the ball past you during that game four times. So it's not like you saved his penalty, or you did something to make him look foolish. And Mbappe still scored a hat-trick in normal time, or in the 120 minutes, and a penalty in the shootout, and all three times he went the same way. It was all well and good you clowning in and laughing and joking because you won the World Cup, and rightly so. Kylian Mbappe, if you talk about Mbappe versus Martinez, Mbappe made him look silly.
I think it all goes back to Mbappe having a pop at South American football.
See, that I understand, but now let it go. Listen, you've won the World Cup. You've had the last laugh at him, Martinez. Now you're making yourself look like an idiot.
What you tend to find when you meet real superstars and real people of substance, they have more calibre, more genuity and more decency about them than these so-called superstars that actually aren't superstars, that behave in a fashion as if they are. So perhaps there's something to be said for what you're saying. I don't sit there thinking how offended I am
by
the Argentinians sending up a player like Mbappe or anyone else, because I look at it and say, they've won. Their fans will be not looking at him going, you shouldn't be sending up Mbappe. They'll be saying, look at those winners.
Do you think Messi would say, because he's the teammate of Messi at PSG, do you think he'll go, listen, we get it. He's getting a little bit embarrassing.
I'm surprised he's not already. So I think if I'm Messi and I'm his teammate, I am saying to him, listen, Martinez, I'm happy as you are. He's my teammate at the end of the day. We've won it. We've had the last laugh. We are world champions. Let's just wind it in a little bit now.
Yeah, get rid of the doll.
Get rid of it now.
It's a bit weird.
Back now to Danny Murphy, admitting he used to target, in inverted commas, weak referees.
I've had managers or coaches come in before the game and say, it's so-and-so today, be careful, or it's so-and-so today, you can get after him, he's weak, he gives this many reds, or this
the manager says that before the game.
Yeah, and I've done it. I used to start analysing which refs I was doing and who was having. And for example, I know some of the refs I'd sorted signed shirts for, or I've known a bit longer than others, I get away with a bit more. No, it's not.
You start signing shirts for.
They've asked for them for a charity.
That's disgusting. That. Now you've taken it in a different direction.
Give us a few offside decisions today.
No, you don't say that. You just have an understanding. Look after me if I come in late on a tackle.
And I'll give you a signed Stevie G shirt. Oh, I never get into
my own, my shirt at the time. But what I mean is...
No, that was politely declined.
That's a bit grubby,
if you
that,
if you get on with a ref over 10 years...
All right.
And you know you get away with one that might be verging on a red, he'll give you a yellow.
Now, ahead of tonight's Carabao Cup clash between Man City and Liverpool, ooh, what a game, on TalkSport as well, I'll have you know. Both clubs have warned their fans about their behaviour after recent flashpoints in previous encounters. We'll hear from Danny and Simon on this shortly, but first, City boss Pep Guardiola says managers also have a responsibility to set an example for spectator behaviour.
The biggest opponents used to be, OK, nothing happened. So always we were reacting that way, but the respect for... I think for the officials, for the rules, you know, for the opponents always, from my point of view, I talk on myself, on my behalf, all the time on my teams always was there. Absolutely. There are bad moments, bad reactions happen. That's why there are referees there to react and behave what they believe is correct.
It's got more fire in it now, this fixture, than ever before because of how competitive they've been against each other in recent seasons, and that tends to slip into the fans as well for obvious reasons. It's proactive. I think it's a good thing. I mean, whether it'll make any difference or not is a whole different debate, because silly, immature, pathetic behaviour from morons is something that's hard to control.
You're asking people to take responsibility for other people's behaviour, right? Mm. And people don't necessarily want to do that. You're putting people in an invidious position. You're asking somebody, I know this is probably a little bit crude, to be a snitch. Get your stewards to do their jobs. Police these games and say, right, we mean this now. And if Man City, if Liverpool are saying, well, hang on a second, it brings an inordinate amount of cost to it, then Man City can pony up some money and Liverpool can do the same when they go to their game, and we mean it. So we're asking you to be nice and behave properly and appropriately and dial this down. But by the way, we're going to take that choice away as well. So we can ask you to self-police, but if you refuse to do so, i.e. police yourself as an individual, we're going to do you ourselves. We're going to deal with you. We're going to take you out and we're going to ban you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to the fallout from the Sports Personality of the Year Awards, where, of course, Harry Kane won the esteemed gong. That can't be right, can it? No, of course not. If I'm honest, I'm actually reading this before the show. Let's find out who won. Please let it be Ronnie. 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 No, it's Beth Mead, isn't it?
Breaking news on TalkSport.
A little bit of breaking news. Beth Mead crowned Sports Personality of the Year. So another little memento of a wonderful year for her and for English women's football.
Oh, absolutely incredible. I mean, what a tournament. The Euros, absolutely fantastic. Was a player of the tournament, goal scorer of the tournament, I think Mark as well. Brilliant.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on Talksport Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent, and he's a freak. After us at 7, it's Man City against Liverpool in the Carabao Cup fourth round. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talksport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.